Welcome to the Music Industry Insiders Podcast, a production of Idle Tuesday's Recording Studio, an LA-based nonprofit on a mission to influence culture through positive music. Learn more about our services at idletuesdays.com and connect with us on your favorite social media platforms at Idle Tuesdays LA. I'm your host, Emily Hibbard, founder and producer at Idle Tuesdays Recording Studio. The heart and soul of the music industry is right here in our own backyard. So we've reached out to a few of our friends from the four corners of the industry and have invited them to join us right here on the Music Industry Insiders Podcast. Over the next few months, you'll be hearing from seasoned musicians, composers, music supervisors, studio owners, music publishers, teachers, professors, influencers, entertainment attorneys, and more. Each guest is unique, works in a different part of the music industry, and will be sharing personal experiences and valuable tips from their distinct perspective. With each of our guests, we hope the Music Industry Insiders Podcast will help paint a vivid picture of the music industry and help answer a few questions you might have as you pursue your career in music. Again, welcome to the Music Industry Insiders Podcast. Let's get started. Christian Sanchez, along with friend and business partner Seth Fontaine, co-founded Urban Vinyl. The Azusa Pacific University alumni took what was just a vinyl cleaning company and completely transformed it in order to provide an authentic music experience by creating a revolutionary kind of studio headphone. In 2016, Christian entered Urban Vinyl into a venture capitalist competition called Zoo Ventures, a 10-week program for startups to put their business plans to the test. Winning first place at Zoo Ventures, Urban Vinyl received $15,000 in startup capital. Last year, Urban Vinyl was included in the top 15 best headphone of 2017. Urban Vinyl's signature studio headphone, the Classics, are handcrafted from real wood, each handled with exceptional care and craftsmanship. The Classics are designed so listeners can get lost in their world of music. Welcome to the Music Industry Insiders Podcast. In the studio with us today is Christian Sanchez. Welcome to the podcast.
How are you doing?
doing good. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks.
I would love to talk about where your passion for music came from.
Wow, that's... My passion for music started off when I was very little. My dad was a DJ. So I remember one of my earliest memories with music would be going into the music room, and he had records everywhere. And he had two turntables, and I would just play oldies music.
In your house?
In my house. So I remember I would just sit there, listen to records when I was like three or four, whatever
vinyl.
It was. Vinyl. Real vinyl records. And my dad would go over there and show me how to scratch. So I was sitting there just learning how to scratch and mix. And then as I grew older, about seventh, eighth grade, I was really learning how to mix music like a real DJ.
Still on vinyl or?
No, not on vinyl. We were doing CDs at the time. So I think it was my sixth grade dance, something like that, right? I DJ'd for it.
Oh, big gig.
Right? So I thought I was like this big, you know, really cool guy. And then my friends and I started getting into music. And we had a rap group. And I was the producer and DJ of this rap group. Horrible sounding music. You know, just get little kids to start rapping and it's ridiculous. Anyway, so from there, we sold a couple of CDs. We were in a record shop called Rhino Records in Claremont.
You produced your own CDs sold them at 11, 12, 13?
Yeah, at $13, right?
And nice.
Entrepreneur spirit.
Better than mowing a lawn.
Exactly. Entrepreneur spirit from the get-go. After that, during high school, I just kind of like messed around with music. And then I started interning for an audio company. So they would sell... they would sell these speakers for like $5,000, something ridiculous, right? So I was just watching the whole process of manufacturing. So they started doing headphones, and it was wooden headphones, but it really wasn't wood. It was plastic headphones. Looked like wood. So just sitting there watching and observing how they manufactured this, I kind of like took these little pieces here and there. I kind of like held on to these pieces. Meantime, I'm selling stuff on Amazon, eBay.
Music?
Not music, just little stuff here and there. Yeah, so I kind of like was learning how to sell. And then we got, one day I was going to APU, and I kept seeing this zoo venture thing. You know, and then I would see these really cool videos of these entrepreneurs selling stuff or making their businesses. So then at that time, I was around Seth and his kind of his friends. So I met him, and that's when we kind of hit it off, because he was an entrepreneur too. He was doing his own thing with selling leads to a limo company, something like that. So one day we went to the beach, some restaurant with all of our friends, and then we just started talking and we hit it off. And I think 2 weeks later, we decided to start a headphone company. Yeah. But meantime, Urban Vinyl at that time was about 2 years old with just a record cleaner.
The vinyl cleaning.
Vinyl cleaner. Yeah. It's still on the website.
You still sell it?
I still sell it.
Nice. Like a novelty or an add-on?
It's really a novelty. Yeah. Nobody ever buys it now. But at that time, before Seth and I were starting to do the headphones, it was the number, I think it was like number 3 record cleaner on Amazon.
Your cleaner?
Yeah, the cleaner. So we were selling probably maybe a couple hundred a month at that time. But we just kind of got distracted with.
Where did the idea come from? So you have Urban Vinyl. Did you start Urban Vinyl?
I did.
You started Urban Vinyl, and you have vinyl cleaning company, or you have vinyl cleaner. And at what point did you decide to take the vinyl cleaner and turn it into a headphone company?
Well, that's when I met Seth, and I seen the whole process when I was interning for that company. It just kind of clicked, like, I could do this myself.
Yeah.
And my dad was
manufacturing.
Like, yeah, I was learning manufacturing, the whole logistics of international business and, you know, getting products from overseas to the U.S. And this was before AliExpress, where it was, you know, a click of a button. You had to really have a connection with somebody in China. So I was fortunate enough to have that at that time.
How long did it take to get Urban Vinyl up and running from selling your cleaner to manufacturing and selling headphones?
It was pretty quick. I say about a month. We were going through different headphones, different designs, different wood.
That's not long at all.
No. We were just moving quick. But
funding it yourself?
Yeah, we were self-funding. I think the headphones, I think they're like $300, something like that.
Yeah.
For the what do you call it? But the prototype.
Okay.
Yeah, I still have the prototype.
Really?
Yeah, they broke once.
Does it look anything like what you have now?
It does. Very similar. The only thing that's different, it says 2014. Established in 2014.
Oh, on the sides.
On the sides. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went from a vinyl cleaner to your classics.
Yes.
How long did it take you to get to the Acorns, and why the Acorns?
When Seth and I won the Zoo Ventures competition, along with my team, which was Carlos, Chase, and Reef, myself and Seth, that's when we won the competition. Once we won the competition, we needed another product, like an entry-level product to sell.
Besides the cleaner and the headphones.
Besides the cleaner and headphones. we wanted to get some kind of audio component that was cheap that people could buy. So that's why we got the Acorns.
And what do the Acorns retail for?
At that time, we were doing $44.
$44.
Yeah.
And are those studio grade or are those?
They are studio grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the biggest challenge coming out with the Acorns?
The biggest challenge for us was the packaging.
Redesigning or?
Designing the packaging. We had one of our friends had to do the packaging for us because we were getting stuff done off of Fiverr. I was trying to do it, and it just looked horrible.
They don't speak English. It's hard to communicate. It's not what you wanted.
Horrible, yeah. So that was the biggest challenge that we had to face with the Acorns.
Does the packaging for the Acorns look anything like the packaging for the classics?
No. The packaging for the classics, our first run was horrible looking,
really?
In my opinion.
Where'd you get the packaging from?
I designed it myself.
So you can't blame anybody.
You can't blame anybody but myself. But now the classics come in a cardboard box. And on the sides, it just has Urban Vinyl stamped on it. So we don't really sell them in retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
So we mostly sell on our e-commerce platform, on our website. So we just ship them in these boxes, and you open them up, and it's just the headphones in there. It's kind of super clean. It's cheaper.
Yeah. Looks good. You can ship it.
Yeah. It's like $3 a ship.
Yeah. Nice.
Not too bad.
On that note, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor.
Awesome.
Urban Vinyl Headphones is our sponsor. We're here with Christian, one of the founders. Now, Christian, there's plenty of plastic headphones out there. What makes Urban Vinyl different?
So first off, we don't use plastic. The Urban Vinyl Classics are handcrafted with mahogany wood that both enhances the audio quality and looks.
I wear the Classics for hours here in the studio. My ears never hurt. What's the secret?
Our headphones have an oval-shaped design and memory foam padding, so they are super comfortable for mixing and casual listening.
I'm no audio expert, but these do sound pretty great.
You could get any plastic headphone, but with the Urban Vinyl Classics, each pair is just as unique as its wood grain.
Get your pair of the Classics at urbanvinyl.org. And remember, use promo code Tuesdays to get 15% off. Okay, we are back with Christian Sanchez, co-founder of Urban Vinyl Headphones. Christian, I've got a few more questions for you. For Urban Vinyl, like you said, it started off as a vinyl cleaner, and now you've launched into your manufacturing headphones, you're manufacturing acorns, earbuds. What do you attribute your success to?
Honestly, it has to be the people you're around, your mentors. It's just everybody as a collective. I can't do anything by myself. I have to have a team. You know, like Seth, my business partner, we did really awesome things. We made great connections with different people, and we were both a support team, along with our mentors from Zoo Ventures. Jay helped us a lot. Janice helped us a lot. Just a lot of people. You know, Jim, of course. Jim, can't forget Jim.
Can't forget Jim. We love Jim. What sort of things did you bring to the table, and what sort of things did Seth bring to the table?
I brought the technical aspect for the company.
The manufacturing, how to. How do you actually do this?
What headphones sound like. Seth is deaf in one ear.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
Seth is not the engineer.
He's not the audio engineer. I was able to figure out what a good sounding headphone would be in my vision. Everything technical down to the website, stuff like that. Seth was the marketer. He was like, okay, let's get these models. Let's get photo shoots. Let's start pitching. He's the one that did all the pitching. I can't go get in front of people.
Whose idea was it to get involved with Zoo Ventures?
It was my idea.
And then you kind of elbowed Seth and said,
hey,
to this?
Do this. Okay. Yeah, because I'm horrible at pitching. I have a fear of talking in front of people, so I can't do that.
And that's what a team's great for.
Yeah.
We all have strengths and weaknesses, and Seth got up there. I mean, you guys took first. You won $15,000 in additional startup capital.
Yes.
What'd you do with your winnings?
We built the website. We got the acorns, and we just invested in marketing and basically in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're investing the marketing in ourselves, trying to figure it out and learn it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
your target audience?
Right now, our target audience is people who buy our males. A lot of males buy them between the ages of 25 and 45. Yeah.
Someone looking for something different.
They want something different. They want something other than Beats by Dre. You know, basically what I like to say is, would Jimi Hendrix use a plastic guitar?
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
He would use a wooden guitar. And that's, why would you use plastic headphones? You know, you got to use the wood. So it's just the sound reverberation.
Yeah.
You know, that has to be reproduced.
Did you know that you wanted to use wood from the very beginning?
Yeah, it had to be wood.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
No compromise.
No. Had to be wood.
What was the first lesson that you learned after creating your company that you wished you'd known beforehand?
Our first lesson?
Like the first significant lesson.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Throw one out there.
I say your team members. Get the right people in place for what you want to do, number one. Number two, I'd say for us it was marketing. We had to learn marketing from nothing. We don't have a marketing background. We don't have a business background. Well, I'm a psychology major. Seth was a bio major. So we knew nothing.
Go to college, kids.
Exactly. But our mentors helped us out along the way. So we did learn on our own with their help. They probably told us a lot, but we just didn't listen.
It's a lot to apply. When a startup, there's 1,000 things to apply, and you
exactly.
might actually execute one or two or maybe three.
Exactly. So I would suggest learning digital marketing if you're starting up some kind of e-commerce business, even a regular business. You got to learn that. Yeah, and just making your connections, making sure you follow through on what you're going to do, what you said you were going to do. Always follow through on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you say connections, you know, there's always those people that are the over-networkers. Every time they show up, they're passing their card out, and it's just too much.
Yeah.
Where's the fine line, and where's the balance in genuinely connecting with people that are in the industry and being too much?
I think I like to say, even though Seth wasn't too much, maybe, in my opinion, maybe he was, probably not. Just tease him.
Says the guy who has stage fright.
Exactly. You have to have a... you have to build a connection with somebody, and you have to be personal, very personable with somebody. You can't just say, oh, here's my card. I have a headphone company. Let's do something. It has to be more like, how could we help each other out? You know, maybe go to one of their events. If they're artists, just like we have a lot of artists that we work with, we would establish our connection with them by supporting them. At their events.
Not just expecting them to send the PO just because you have the best headphones in the world. But really showing up.
Like, why would they sponsor our headphones for nothing? You got to support them in any way, either blogs on our websites, videos, cameos on some commercials, or even the artist that we work with was The Wave. They're really, really good Afro trap music. They're awesome. They're doing amazing things right now. But they're on the back of the Acorns packaging.
Their branding?
Their image, their branding, their website. And you're able to get a free download off of that. Yeah.
So if they bought... Oh.
And we did it for free. I had the idea of selling advertisement space for artists on the back. And I said, well, maybe we're too young for that. We're too young as a company to start selling advertisement spaces for artists on our packaging. So, well, let's just do it for free, see if it works out. So they loved it. They have a little landing page for us. And
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like that relationship you have to build.
Oh, that is real relationship. Mm-hmm. For free. Here you go. We'll put you on the back of our product that we're sending out all over.
Yeah. So they were like, oh, we have our own headphones, just like Dre, you know?
Just like Dre. How important, talking to different people in the music industry, everyone always says that relationship is crucial.
It is.
Relationship. Genuine relationship. If you're supposed to be there, you show up. If dependable, reliable, so that good reputation continues on. Mm-hmm. Have you found that this is true for you? And if so, what are some examples of that on how relationship or a relationship is important in the music industry?
Relationship's important in everything. Even if it's the music industry or the entrepreneurship journey, everything's relational. You know, you have to build really true connections to grow your business. And it's not just your business, it's other people's business. How could I help somebody else at the same time? How could I help an artist with my headphones? How could we both grow versus how can that artist make me more money? So it has to, you have to kind of look at it in that sense, I think. Yeah.
Do you feel that that's been working for you?
I think it has. So Jack he's an actor, right? And he gets paid big bucks to do these acting gigs. But he's so loyal to our brand that he'll do anything.
And take your headphones.
He's like, yeah, he's always shouting us out every time he's on a plane. Urban Vinyl headphones. Like, see, that's really cool.
Yeah, just a nice guy.
So I like to help him out too.
Yeah.
So we'll post a lot of videos on our social media.
Yeah.
And eventually I would like to have him in a commercial. And we just run this commercial on Instagram or Facebook, and we tag him in all these ads.
Wow.
So it'll be running 100,000 times, and he'll be tagged in all these.
And all that.
Yeah, so he could get that,
wow,
that sponsorship too.
If there's one thing that the listeners can do that are listening to this right now, just to support, to help, what would that look like?
Just follow us on Instagram, Urban Vinyl. I just type up Urban Vinyl. Follow us. That would show a lot of support. Like our videos, our content. You don't necessarily have to buy a headphone, but if you like our headphones, go for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Where can they find your headphones?
At urbanvinyl.org.
Nice.
Yeah.
So paint me a picture. What does the future of Urban Vinyl look like right now?
The future of Urban Vinyl, I also want to put a real vinyl store. Maybe set up something in LA.
A retail shop?
A retail shop. And a vinyl shop on our e-commerce platform. That's what I want. That's the future of Urban Vinyl.
The future.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific part of town that you'd like that shop to go in?
I don't know. Maybe downtown LA.
Yeah.
Nobody really has a vinyl shop in downtown LA. There's a lot of them in Hollywood, you know, but I think maybe downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of different.
Do you have any advice for listeners who are hoping to create a product for the music industry?
I'd say to get started right away. If that's your dream and your passion, just start doing it. I didn't have any money for a headphone company. It just kind of did it. Whatever cash I had was maybe $100 and I would go negative in my account, you know? You know, you just collect change and you just kind of hustle. You collect bottle cans, anything to get started. You sell stuff on Craigslist, you sell stuff on eBay to get that startup capital. And you kind of just have to struggle if that's your real passion. And if you're like me, design headphones, just do it. That's my suggestion, just to kind of just get your feet wet.
That's
get
good.
In there. Get your hands dirty.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Christian, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
In the studio today. Christian Sanchez, co-founder of Urban Vinyl, is our guest today. Visit them online at urbanvinyl.org and follow them on Instagram at Urban Vinyl. The Music Industry Insiders Podcast is a production of Idle Tuesday's Recording Studio, an LA-based nonprofit founded by Emily Hibbard and under the direction of board members Dennis Lamar, Brenda Epperson, Matt Barnes, and Henry Alonzo. Today's podcast has been produced by Sarah Gonzalez, Anthony Grant, and Mel Gonzalez, recorded by Julia Antonio and Natalie Chan, and edited by Connor Haddon. Thanks again for joining us today. Tune in next time for another insightful episode of Music Industry Insiders.